How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Plus, terms and conditions apply.
Random questions.
Yeah.
First, Hot Wings, you answer.
Okay.
Then we'll let the women answer to see if their answer is the same.
Okay. All right.
What does it mean if the woman you're dating is super obsessed with erotica books? What would you apply any meaning to that?
I mean, if she was really into erotica books, I would say that there's a good chance she's at least moderately interested in doing things that are more erotic.
Yes.
I mean, not necessarily. I enjoy science fiction books about space, but I don't want to go to space. So it doesn't always equate. Sometimes it's just escapism and that's nothing more.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a chance that there might be at least a little bit of curiosity there about ramping things up a bit.
You would see it as an opportunity.
I would see it as a conversation to be had about, would you like to ramp this up, or is this just something that you like for escapism?
Is he right, Kelly?
I think, yeah, if you're reading about it and you're enjoying it, if you like you said, that you like reading it, then yeah, you probably are looking to either spice things up or you are spicy in general. I think that's a great thing. It also means she can read, which is a major
great time.
Plus.
That's a great place. It's a great launching point. Honestly,
it could also mean she's painfully bored in your relationship because you're very vanilla in bed, and maybe you should read those books too.
Could be.
Because she might not even care. She might just be like, well, whatever. I get a little from you and I get a lot from my books. But I bet if you read them, you'd be like, this is spicy.
Yeah. Maitland, what about you?
I agree with everything that's been said. But then also you should also have a conversation about, like, well, what kinds of things do you like? Like, don't just open the book, find something, and then go slap her in the face later and make her think that expect her to think that that's hot.
Right.
Like, talk about.
Boy, that's a really good point.
Always
don't
bad
just get
to guess.
Tips from the book.
Don't just get the tips from the book. Talk about, like, hey, did you see anything in that book you want to try out? We could do this. Do you want me to pull your hair a little more? You want me to be a little more rough and rowdy or whatever is in that book? But
When I was single, I had a guy like kind of lightly slap me for the first time ever. Mm-hmm. And I was like, why would you do that? And he looked at me, goes, what? And I lightly slapped him back. I was like, you don't do that without asking, bro. That's why that felt rude.
Yeah.
And I like immediately killed it for me.
Right?
I'm like, if you would have asked, I probably have been down. But just to do it, right.
Yeah, you never guess. Never
I
guess.
I sure wouldn't want that the other way around.
No, I'd be like, what are you doing? Why did you just do that?
Yeah.
All right, let's do this. Maitland, if Hot Wings were to be described as a day of the week, what day is he?
I think he's Wednesday.
Wednesday?
Yeah.
Why?
Kind of middle of the week, like he's got strong opinions and people have strong opinions about Wednesdays, but I don't know, you're a pretty neutral guy as far as like emotions go.
So he's lame like Wednesday?
No, because then you're halfway through the week, so you're still looking forward to what's to come.
He is the most Wednesday because every answer is it depends.
Yeah.
Also, it's hump day
and that
that's not why you said that. You said that in spite of that. Hot Wings, what day of the week is Kelly?
Oh, boy. Kelly is Sunday because it's the day you have a hangover.
I was thinking you were Sunday.
I would have said Hot Wings is Sunday.
Yeah. It's the lazy
I would
day,
have said,
right?
No, Kelly's Friday for sure.
Yeah, I'm a Friday kind of
totally
day.
Kelly is 11:58 p.m. on Saturday night.
Yes. I love that.
That's what you are.
That's the time when if you're out, you're looking around, you're like, I should go home.
Yeah, that's the party should stop, but it isn't.
Yeah. And then it's me. And then it's Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I turned into Hot Wings where
that's accurate,
I'm like, man, I've got so many things to do around my house, but I just want to sit on my couch and look at my clock wall.
Did you say clock?
Clock wall, yes.
Okay.
I do think that you are such a Sunday, Hot Wings.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Free Beer, I don't know why, but you remind me of like the Thursday vibe because everybody's so excited that it's Thursday because it's the day before Friday. It's like the pregame, and you're a good hype man. I feel like that's.
I thought you were gonna say I'm Thursday because people look forward to me, but not as much as Friday, Saturday, or Sunday.
No, you're Thursday because you're the hype man of the week. Mm. Like that Thursday is a hype man day.
We're about to get lit.
Yeah.
You're not the party. You're just the person that makes them think about the party.
Well, you're the pre-party because you don't go to the party.
No,
you
I don't want to go to the party.
Exactly.
I'm Irish trapdooring as soon as it starts to hit something.
Yeah.
Please don't make me have small talk.
I feel like Maitland's just a bright, sunny Saturday.
Thank you.
You're just like the brightest Saturday I've ever seen.
Oh.
Yeah. And I'm the darkest, most depressed Saturday night you guys have ever seen.
I'm Saturday morning, you're Saturday night.
Yes.
What day of the week would Tommy be?
Ooh.
He's leap day.
I actually am kind of okay with that.
Yeah. You're just, you don't see a Tommy every day, but when you see one, you remember for a few years and you go, we should do one of those again.
Well, that was a really nice spin on that.
You thought it was going to be insulting, didn't you?
Yeah, I didn't say we only want to see him once every 4 years.
What's like a really nice day that you just like? It's a weekday though, because Tommy is like productive, but so kind. Maybe you're Tuesday.
Mm. I mean,
maybe he's Wednesday if I'm Sunday.
Yeah.
I think Tommy's Wednesday.
What's Steve? Monday?
Yeah. Oh, Steve's definitely a Monday
guy.
Steve's
like Monday, tax day.
Yeah. Steve's definitely get down to business kind of guy.
Yep.
Yeah. Maybe Tuesday. A little fatigued.
Mm-hmm.
Annoyed like, that it's only Tuesday.
Like the day it hits you.
You can't really tell if they like you or not.
Yeah.
Like that's definitely the Monday,
that's definitely
Tuesday vibe.
A Tuesday feel. Tuesday, do you like me?
The day you can't remember what day you are.
Yeah.
Okay. Hot wings.
Yeah.
How long do you have to be dating before you say, no more condoms, babe?
I mean, well, not that long.
Do you still do what you did in college and tell girls you're allergic to latex?
No, they just say, don't worry about it. Not that long. As long as, you know, you're protected in other ways,
mm-hmm.
You just have to know somebody well enough to know that they're not going to give you something.
Yeah.
And they should also know well enough you that you're not going to give them something.
Yeah, that's pretty true.
So, yeah, you know, if you're going to be raw dogging, it's pretty good if you have some sort of baseline knowledge.
Maitland, what are three examples of what would be your living hell?
My living hell would be in a room, like a really small room with a lot of people who are really loud chewers, whether their mouths are closed, open, whatever it is. I know so many people who chew so loudly with their mouth closed. I'm like, rather you just chew with your mouth open at this point. But yeah, just trapped
that's
in a room
a good
with
one.
Like a lot of loud chewers,
wow.
I think would be number one.
I've got a great one for my personal hell.
What?
Standing in a long line in Orlando at a political rally I don't want to be at.
That would suck so bad.
I hate lines more than almost anything. And then I hate being hot.
I have one addition to that that would make it.
And I hate know-it-all political people.
The person behind you started a story as soon as they got into line, but it's one of those stories where they keep saying to make a long story short, and it doesn't even have an ending. And at best you had to be there.
Right.
Kelly, you got one?
Oh yeah. My personal hell would be stuck with talking to somebody who's a close talker.
Oh.
Like their nose tip is about to touch my nose tip type of close talker where even when you back up, they back in
mm-hmm.
and it's like, please stop. Please.
And their breath is hot, both stinky and weirdly warm.
Yes,
I do dislike the person who keeps following you as you back away.
I don't
I'm not even trying to get away from you. I'm just trying to get a little away from
you. Yeah, I have a personal bubble that I'd like to maintain.
Like 3 feet face distance mm-hmm. is okay. It doesn't need to be 1 foot. We're not whispering here.
I had a friend who would do that at concerts, and I didn't know if it was the cocaine or his personality, but he'd get so up in my face. And I'd be like, bro, are you skiing tonight? Like, what's going on? Why are you talking so much to me? And why are you so aggressively close? And then I think over time I realize this is just his personality.
It's just the personality.
Yeah.
Who wants this one?
I'll take it.
What is the worst thing a significant other or a date has asked you to do?
Ooh, the worst thing a significant other or a date has asked me to do. Lie for them. I've had to lie for multiple significant others, and that is just, like, terrible. Because I've either caught them in that lie, and we're in front of the people that would be directly affected by it.
Oh, yeah.
And we've gone into like multiple situations where they're like, please don't say this. My family doesn't know yet. Or please don't say anything in front of them. They think I've done more type of situations.
Whoa.
Well, I told y'all the day that I met the guy that my ex-boyfriend was writing a book for, I was sitting across from this man and asked him, how is the book so far of what you've read? And that's when I found out my ex, my boyfriend at the time, had not actually written anything. So not only had he been lying to me for nearly 2 years, he'd been lying to the man sitting across from us who I had just met. And my partner at the time gave me this look of like, don't.
I have a question about that.
Yes.
And you may not know the answer.
Sure.
Do you think that guy still thinks the book is coming, or is it still coming?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't think it's been published. I mean, I know it hasn't actually, but
do you think,
I think they,
yeah, there's no way for you to know.
No, I don't know anything about it.
I'm just curious, like, did that guy at one point, is he going to go, oh, this is weird?
Yeah. I think he was starting to get that way towards the end of our relationship.
That would
where he was asking like, maybe we should have other editors come in. And
yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. At least that's what I was told. Who knows? But yeah, that's the worst.
Howings, do you have an example?
No, I can't really think of an example where anyone's asked me to do something like really uncomfortable or awkward. I mean, I guess, no, not really. Not that I can think of off the top of my head.
Hmm. Maitland?
Thankfully.
I don't really have one. The only one I can think of is not appropriate to share.
Yeah.
It's a good one, though.
Yeah.
This text came in. I want to know why this person asked this question.
Okay.
You guys might go, everybody else already knows. Free beer, have you ever considered you might be autistic? We tend to recognize our own. I'm 40 and I was diagnosed last year. I mean, I hadn't considered it, but I would love to know why you think maybe. It might be great to find out.
I mean, you do love statistics.
I do love statistics. I don't know enough about it to even consider that maybe I am or I'm not, to tell you the truth.
I mean, it's possible.
I did take some vaccines.
Having done enough research on the subject, there have been times where I've thought it's possible that I would be light on the scale, what would have been known as Asperger's.
Yeah. I have no idea.
I mean, it is a spectrum.
Look forward to your follow-up.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.